With the puzzle pieces in place, the Texans got to work on the field.
The last day, Saturday of the draft, after all seven rounds were done, I looked at that draft list and went, boy, I like this. I like what they've done. And I know a lot of people were worried, oh, they didn't go to the quarterback till the fourth round. But they drafted big, versatile athletes.
Before the end of minicamp, Bill O'Brien announced the starting quarterback.
When I came into the 8 a.m. team meeting this morning, I told the team that Ryan Fitzpatrick is our starter at quarterback. He's a guy that's earned the job, and the other three guys are working hard and battling it out for number two. They've all four of them have put in a lot of good work. But at the end of the day, Ryan Fitzpatrick's our starter. He's had a good offseason, and that's it.
Bill O'Brien said he wanted to give all the quarterbacks equal reps during the OTAs, and that's good. They need to see them. And once they got to the mini camp, you know, they traded T.J. Yates. It was a great deal to get a player for T.J.
It's interesting. You know, some coaches wouldn't have done that, and in other situations, maybe you wait. But, look, it's a new offense. It's a very complex offense. This is a team that was the worst team. It's hard to believe it, but they were the worst team in the NFL last year. You need stability. You need to start putting some pillars in the ground, and so it's going to be their defense. And then Bill O'Brien can say to his team, hey, going into camp, there's no question Ryan Fitzpatrick is our guy. Now it's up to him to prove himself again as an NFL starter.
You like this song?
This is your iPod.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm a Renaissance man.
I see that.
I had to ask some of the young scouts for some songs.
Let's hear about the sled pushes today. 40 reps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Two apiece, 30 yards. And then 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 40 reps, took us an hour and a half. 44 years old. I can't wait to talk to Pelini.
Why would I
do? Nothing, man. I just give him the update on Ankara.
Oh, okay.
Doing good, man. Keep it going now. Got to get better every day. I like this guy, though. I like Rick Ross.
You like Rick?
Zeke sent me a bunch of... Zeke, you know, the scout?
Oh, yeah, he sent you a bunch of songs?
Like 30 songs. I'm telling you, 20 of them were like, Zeke, we can't play this in practice. Come on, hop! Come on, Bonner. I want to see that 4.38 that you ran on your pro day. It says it in our reports. Did you run a 4.38? Did you run a 4.38?
I didn't run at my pro day.
You ran 4.38 before, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, before.
I like that extra work you were getting in there yesterday. I didn't see blue in there. So where were you? You probably,
dad,
huh?
By my dad.
Yeah. Did you work out?
Yeah.
Does he live in Humble?
Yeah. He's been there since Katrina.
Oh, is that? Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
He never came back.
That's great.
Better out here.
That's great.
O'Brien and the Texans added a new twist to training camp in 2014. The team announced they'd have joint training camp practices with the Denver Broncos and the Atlanta Falcons.
One of the best things about Bill O'Brien is he wants to see how his guys fare against other guys. And the Texans haven't done this since 2010. Players always put out a little more when they're going against an opponent. The other time they put out is when the fans are watching. And so I can't wait. I haven't seen a team in Houston have practices against two teams ever. I think that's very smart.
I was so glad to hear about it. And I was glad it was more than just one team. Glad it's two different teams because you're getting two different environments, two different paces of practice. Two different schemes. So I think it's going to make it all the better when they face those two teams in the offseason leading up to those preseason games.
The next chapter of the Houston Texans has yet to be written, but it's the start of a new era.